All another day, more warm and humid conditions, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and threats for flash flooding due to an already oversaturated ground. The flash flood watch remains in effect for much of the Northeast until at least this evening. A slow-moving or nearly stationary front also remains draped over central New York and will be the focus for more showers and potential thunderstorms and downpours this evening. That front continues to move ever so slowly to the north and west and should eventually push far enough away from the region to be oriented from the Great Lakes to the St. Lawrence Valley. Low-pressure waves rippling along that front will be the catalyst for the previously mentioned showers, and the setup will once again favor training of those showers, further exacerbating the flooding threat. Training of showers refers to the similarity of the showers to boxcars on a freight train that continue to move along right behind each other. All the warm and humid air will remain in place for the rest of the week, but where the front, along with the bulk of the precipitation, will be dependent upon the high pressure off the coast and how much it strengthens and retrogrades. In the meantime, expect waves of scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could contain torrential downpours for this evening and tonight. If the front moves far enough out of the area, it will lessen the chance for scattered showers and storms each successive day. Remember, if you encounter a flooded area, never try to cross it on foot or in your vehicle. Most flooding deaths occur in vehicles, so make the smart decision and turn around. Don't drown. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, once again says the large-scale pattern is expected to change little over the next few days as the upper anticyclone holds across the interior west and upper trough gradually retrogrades across the Mississippi Valley, and that no organized severe thunderstorm areas are forecast for tomorrow. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be cloudy, warm, and humid with a slight chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. In Boston, cloudy and breezy with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid with a high in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance for showers and storms, highs near 80 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for tomorrow, July 3rd. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 102 set back in 1911. The minimum normal temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 44 set back in 1978. Sunrise and sunset data for July 3rd. Sunrise at 5:22 a.m. Sunset at 8:37 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh, Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with showers likely, mainly in the evening. It'll be humid with lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers, humid with highs in the lower to middle 80s. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers, humid with lows near 70. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a threat for showers, humid with highs in the mid 80s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, cloudy with showers likely tonight, although mainly in the evening, humid with lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers, humid once again, highs in the low 80s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, cloudy tonight, showers likely mainly in the evening. It'll be humid with lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, threat for showers, humid with highs in the lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy tonight with showers likely, mainly in the evening. Warm and humid with lows in the upper 60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a threat for showers, humid once again with highs in the middle 80s. Region-wide for Thursday, Independence Day, mostly cloudy with a slight chance for some scattered showers and storms, highs in the mid and upper 80s. The heat really cranks up heading through the weekend. Friday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms, mid and upper 80s for highs. Saturday, partly sunny, looking dry right now with a high in the upper 80s. Sunday, partly sunny, high in the upper 80s. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s as well. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.